Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Glory, glory, glory. I'm so glad that we could be here tonight together to honor the Lord on Passover. This is also Good Friday. I want to thank Michael and Mary Nykum and Benjamin and Bill and Jenna Chaplinsky and Eliza for helping us enter into the awesome truths of the Passover. Give them a clap, will you? Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. I'll just share a few thoughts and then I want us to go to the Lord, honor the Passover with partaking of communion, and know that this lamb is for a household. Say, the lamb for a household. So exercise faith for every member of your household, for every member of your family, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your mom and dad, for your brothers and sisters, whoever need a healing touch, a special touch from the glory of the Lord. It's so good to have all of us together here tonight, and I want to especially thank Fuego Fresca and Pastor Frank Marino. Pastor Frank, will you stand up? Where are you? Oh, there you are. Bless you. Turner, that's Pastor Frank. Amen. Give him a clap. Amen. Thank you. And all of you, I invite you to partake of the communion in a moment. We're going to read from the Gospel of Matthew. Realize that the Passover for us, though it's an awesome reality, and we tell, if we were in Jerusalem, which is, we are planning to go in a few months, we'll be in Israel. It'll be such a wonderful moment. And we take time to go to the Kotel, the Western Wall. It's a real treat, and I was thinking of that, that people are telling each other Hag Sameach and happy festival, Passover festival. So this is, we could not have Pentecost, by the way, without Passover. First Passover, then Pentecost. Sometimes we get some things out of context, but no Passover, no Pentecost. So we'll remember the power of God is awesome, but it's only because of the blood, shed blood of Jesus Christ. So we read from the Gospel of Matthew, verse 45, chapter 27. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice. And he was at Calvary on the cross. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man is calling for Elijah. And immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. And the rest said, let him alone, let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. This is Good Friday. And this is, we are going to honor on Sunday the resurrection. But this is the night where there is an amazing exchange that happens that affects all of us, that affects our eternal destinies. As he gave up his spirit, there was darkness that came upon the earth, and he was in the dark. And when he shouts, "My Lord, my Lord, oh my God, why have you forsaken me?" You find that this is the time where the separation is complete from the Father's blessing, and there is no light, there is no glory, and he is in darkness. But know that this night we honor, and it is the complete festival of Passover. It's Friday, and then it's the climax is on Sunday, that he has to go through this for our total salvation. And I'm so glad that you are here, and there is a particular blessing that comes on those who are able to celebrate this festival of Passover. But the Passover itself, what the Nykams and the Chaplinskys kind of symbolized as they were celebrating and showing us these different emblems, that these are shadows of the reality. And the reality is the Passover Lamb himself, Jesus. And that when John the Baptist sees him prophetically, he declares in chapter 1 in the Gospel of John, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world." And 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, "Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed." So this is a culmination. This is, in many ways, I often say to people, I love and I wallow in Christmas. And I love, absolutely love Christmas. But as far as our eternal destiny is concerned, that the highest, the most important celebration is Passover. And I see Cindy Schaefer in front of me, that couple, about 2016, you came here for our Passover celebration, and she had stage 4 cancer. And then the Lord, I mean, we saw in her emblematic the exchange, that the Lord gave her a wonderful remission, that stage 4 cancer was healed. Wave your hand, Cindy. There you are. And I'm so glad you could come here tonight to honor the Passover. It was just, what, 2016, and now 2019. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And we can always echo John the Baptist's declaration, "Behold the Lamb of God." Anytime, and I hope that many of you, God puts you right in the middle of challenges, right in the middle of some issues that you say, "Oh Lord, why am I in here?" And it's a difficult challenge people go through. Remember, remember, and let this be imprinted on your heart. Behold the Lamb of God. You are an emissary, not of yourself, but of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you carry his blessing and his commission. As my Father sent me, so send I you. So there is a grace and a blessing and an increase each year. As Jenna was saying, I'm sensing something. And I really echo what she said. I'm sensing something as things are moving in Israel, as things have been shaping up even since last May, that we had our embassy moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And then at Purim, God gave us a Purim miracle through America, recognizing the sovereignty of Israel, of lands that had been possessed, taken out of the possession of Israel, were officially recognized as the possession of Israel, the land that was given to Manasseh, and that we recognize that Israel's blessing is coming more and more fully. In the same way, I am claiming for every family here full blessings, full inheritance, that not one of you and not one of your members of your family is missing as God pours out his blessing. But the key is Jesus on the cross taking all the sin and all the negative things that the enemy would put on us. The Son of God took it upon himself. And so as we read the reference of Calvary, of Christ's passion, and this is Passion Week, that the Lord makes it effective through what the Lamb of God has done, that we can come into the full exchange of at the cross, the blessings that we find, that as that this Lamb, sometimes we get politically correct and say, oh, did he really have to go through this? And it is kind of negative, but to have us become inheritance of the salvation blessings, that we become children of God, that you become through the sacrifice and exchange at Calvary that Jesus made, that you are a child of God. Through the blood of Jesus, you become a child of God. Through his sacrifice, you are therefore transferred into from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And as Jesus suffered the darkness and the total separation from the Heavenly Father and his blessing, he did it so that you could come in the light, that you could have the light of the glory of God. There are a few times I've shared with you, a few exceptional times where the Lord has allowed me to experience the glory. And where the glory is there is living light and blessing and just a full of joy, unspeakable and full of glory. That as if this goes on for you and I, our journey goes on, that even to the day when we go from this state of existence to eternity and we step across that line, and we call it death, but for you and I, if we have the truth of what Jesus did, it holds no fear. You come into even greater light than you ever known, greater glory, and that eternal love that God has. You will come into a greater experience of that because of the cross of Calvary, that Jesus was separated totally from the glory, that as he has enjoyed it all these throughout the eternity, and yet during that season he is separated from the light and the glory and the companionship of the Heavenly Father, and he's doing it all for us. It should deeply affect us and impact us so that the fruit is out there manifested. We heard that this week that there was a major tragedy that happened in France, that Notre Dame Cathedral. And how many of you have ever seen the cathedral in Paris? Raise your hand, wave your hand where you are. Yeah, it is. Bonnie and I have had the chance to visit Notre Dame, and I see a few hands here. But, and we do send our prayers from the watch for France and for Paris and for the people who worship at the Notre Dame Cathedral. But know that it was built by people starting 850 plus years ago. And they were men and women who had been so impacted by the truth of Jesus Christ, and their lives had been so transformed with hope and glory. Now, centuries later, I'm praying that in many ways, France is and has been, in reality, majority of the population kind of walked away into the spirit of humanism and socialism and other isms, but they really have walked away from the living reality of being children of God. And it is more as an emblem of things that happened many, many centuries ago. And so I just want to take a moment to say, we pray for special revival glory to come, that even this Sunday, as the many of the old ones, people will come to just the remnants of the Notre Dame Cathedral. May they experience a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit that they desperately need. May France be restored. Many times, by the way, in the last century, Americans and thousands of Americans went to set France and the surrounding places of Europe free. Thousands of young American soldiers died on D-Day in June 75. By the way, this June will be the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. It may be something, but our soldiers and British soldiers gave their lives so that France would be free from the yoke of Nazi Germany. And now it's for them, many of them, kind of like a memory. But may the reality of Jesus and revival of the Holy Spirit, may the France from shore to shore get an experience of salvation. I'm just wanted to throw that as a little editorial extra as we see the tragedy of that fire that burned the cathedral. But it was really, the part of the tragedy was those who built it had so much love for Jesus, but now it's just a form and they need reality. And for us, it speaks also. So many of us have experienced Jesus. That's why you are here. But we always and eternally, this is the night. Why is this night different from all other nights? This night we honor and we commit ourselves to always honor Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who took our sins, who took our pains and sicknesses, and by his stripes we were healed. So I look at Isaiah 53, and this is who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Say, by his stripes we are healed. So this is the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, taking all of our pains, our sicknesses, our transgressions, our sins. And we echo back to Exodus 12, where the children of Israel, bound in slavery, God sends the redeeming word that you're all going to be set free, but a lamb has to be taken. And the leg that keep the lamb, and on a certain night, they are to kill the lamb, take the blood, and put it on the doorposts and lintels, as that we were told a few moments ago. And because of that, because the lamb has to die, the lamb, and therefore we have to take the blood and put it on the doorposts and lintels. In the same way, we do not ever want to take granted that we owe a debt of gratitude to the ultimate Lamb, the King of Glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. And too often, we forsake some of the basic truths and take them for granted. May we never, this Passover and this Good Friday, may we repent where we have in any way taken things for granted, and we say, thank you, Lord, for your Passover sacrifice. That God made Passover a memorial. That means do not forget this, that a lamb was given and you were set free from slavery. As they came out of Egypt, they were freed from curses. They were free from the yoke of slavery. They were free from poverty. And they came out, it says, with silver and gold, and not one feeble in our midst. I'm proud of each of you that you are here and we can celebrate. But may this be, we are enjoying some of the fullest economic blessings that America has known. We are enjoying some of the fullest economic restoration. We are enjoying some of the lowest unemployment. All this, I give credit to Jesus Christ, who has set us free. Praise God, for we have a good president. We have wisdom from our economic advisors. But it is the Lord who breaks the yoke of poverty and brings us out into provision. Yeah, give him a big clap offering. So he has realized that this is the exchange. He gives us, as he died on the cross, in utter darkness, separated from God, that this gives us eternal companionship and eternal life. None of us, if we have believed in Jesus Christ, none of you, including me, has any fear of death. I mean, I remember in 2001 that I had to have surgery, where something happened while I was in England, far away from Bonnie and my kids and far away from the church. And yet, they said I could die in 48 hours, and they had to do some very drastic surgery on me. The thing is, the glory came over me, and I was drunk with the joy of the Lord. And when the doctor said you could die in 48 hours, I started laughing and was filled with supernatural joy, because I had no fear. I said, we're going to be in the light. I'll be seeing Jesus. I'll be in the glory. Now, it was like a supernatural. No, it says these are not drunk as you suppose. That it was that kind of Holy Ghost drunkenness that came over me. But I had no fear, and it's because Jesus experienced all death and darkness and separation, so I could have the Lord's companionship. And I'm saying for each of you that the glory and the fellowship of the Lord continues with you eternally because Jesus died for you at Calvary. So there was tremendous. And then Galatians 3, 13 and 14 says, and he took Christ, redeemed you from every curse by becoming a curse for us, so that the blessing, say blessing, the blessing of Abraham might come upon me. Say, I am blessed. And the blessing is because of Jesus. And so when I remember many years ago, and then I want to go into our communion time, but many years ago. For me, I will always, and I've repeated it many, many times, that when our son was, I mean, it was one of the most intense times when he had a 6-hour surgery. And as far as we were concerned, he was slipping away from us. He was in intensive care, and they couldn't give him any pain medication. And he had been in 6-hour surgery, and he was open, and I mean, the pain was coming like waves, and suddenly the light came and the glory came, and we could see the glory light all around him. And he was connected in a way we could not understand. Where he had been screaming in agony, he started smiling. And it was like it was almost on the edge of laughter. And we saw before our eyes that Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, was taking his pain right there. And that we saw the exchange. And then by his stripes, he was healed. And the resurrection glory came. And the kidney cells that had died, God resurrected them. And our son was living because of Jesus. We saw that, and I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, ye took the curse, so you may be blessed, that your children may be blessed, yet your grandchildren may be blessed. Say, I am blessed. Jesus took the curse, that I may be blessed. My sons and daughters would be blessed. All my grandchildren are blessed because of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he exhausted in 2 Corinthians 8:9. It says that Jesus was made poor with utter poverty. He was, in fact, the real description of those who would be crucified is they would hung naked on the cross. So he was in total poverty where there was not a stitch of clothing on him. But he became poor that we, it says specifically, 2 Corinthians 8:9, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. Say, that I may be made rich. So as we celebrate tonight, Passover, and as we recognize this is Good Friday, we are grateful for the absolute exchange that transforms our lives today. For each of us individually, no fear. Say no fear. No fear. That you have full confidence to live out with fire, with glory, with great feelings of joy, unspeakable and full of glory. That we traverse this journey together so that we can support each other when we may go through days where you might feel a little exhausted. The refreshing, I really feel, by the way, that tonight one of the words God gave me was refreshing. That you will be refreshed from the throne of God, emotionally, physically, in every area. And there are healings tonight. There is healings for every area that's weak, that God wants to, just resurrection glory is here to refresh your vision, refresh your sinuses, refresh your breathing, refresh your internal organs, that God wants to heal kidney disease, that God wants to heal lung ailments, that God wants to heal any kind of cancer tonight. By his stripes, I am being healed. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. So what we're going to do, I'm going to give you an opportunity to thank the Lord. And every time when the children of Israel would come to these festivals, Passover would be one of those days, Pentecost, another, Feast of Tabernacles, that they would bring offerings to Jerusalem, to the house of God. May we tonight make a big offering to the Lord, the King of Glory, the Lamb of God. So let's take an opportunity to put aside some time right here to make an offering. If you want to, you can give by text. You can text to give. Those of you watching on the internet, there is a place for you to give. Set aside some time saying, This is tonight. You want to glorify the Lamb of God. I want to celebrate the goodness of the Lord for me, for my children. Claim a particular blessing tonight for what, your children, for each of them. Extend it, and may, you could put their name on it. This is for my son. This is for my daughter. This is for my grandchild. This is for scholarship at college. I mean, sow seeds. I love sowing seeds in those times, especially at these particular seasons. Well, at every season is a celebration for me every weekend. But we are celebrating the goodness of God and the Lamb's sacrifice. And he took, fully exhausted your poverty curse, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. Hold up your offering. Or hold up your phone, whatever, as you text and give. Say, I'm being made rich. Jesus was made poor. That through his poverty on the cross, I may be rich. My children may be rich. My grandchildren will be made rich. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's pass the basket. If you need a little time, just hold it. But we're going to take the elements. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28 tells us, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. So the Lord wants to let you know, wherever you are, his blessings will overtake you. So it does not matter what's your geography. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. That means the children. The produce of your ground. And the increase of your herds. Means whatever you're doing economically to advance you. God says, I will increase. Say increase. Increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock. So even whatever you have, may they multiply. Your bank account, let it explode. Blessing. Hundredfold. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall be you when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. So coming in, I'm blessed. Going out, I'm blessed. Say, coming in, I am blessed. Going out, I am blessed. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses, in your bank account, and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord is giving you. The Lord will establish as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. And then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. The Lord will grant you plenty of goods, the fruit of your body, and the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your ground. Hallelujah. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain to your land in the season, to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many, but you shall not borrow. Amen. Hold up the bread. Thank you. On this Passover festival, by faith in the Lamb of God, Lord, he took the curse that we may be blessed. Now, thank you. I'm speaking this blessing. In the year 2019, at our Passover, we are blessed. Curses are broken. In Jesus' name. Say, I am blessed. Me and my children. All my grandchildren. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Because of the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. Amen. Blessed this bread. Represents the body of our Lord. This is the blood. When I see the blood, I'll pass over. By the way, and I'll share this some other time, I had a major revelation about the Holy Spirit. When the priest put the blood on the ear, on the hand, on the feet. But that's where the anointing oil then. He smeared first the blood, then the oil. First the Passover, then Pentecost. The oil does not come where there is no blood. First the blood, then the oil. Blessing. All right. Hold up the cup. This represents the blood of Jesus. Say, thank you for the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. The curse is broken. I and my family, we are blessed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I bless this cup. Let's partake by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor. Say, Hag Sameach. Means happy. Happy festival. Happy Passover. And turn to the other neighbor, say, you are blessed. Put your hand on the shoulder of a neighbor right now and say, you are blessed. Speak the blessing. Release the blessing on each. Hallelujah, you are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Javda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.